chat with former Royal Mike Moustakas.
Always good to catch up with Moose.
And he's involved in some things in his native California. Of course, the wildfires and the devastation that's been going on out west. And he's been kind of right in the middle of it.
Yeah, he really has.
Lives out there now and is trying to do some things to help the relief effort. We got a chance to catch up with Moose yesterday after the show and asked him about trying to help out victims of those wildfires in California.
Thank you guys for having me this morning. Me, Ryan Braun, and Christian Yelich partnered with the Southeast Ventura County YMCA to raise some money for these families in need. And the Adonacio family of the Brewers is on board. And recently we were able to get Jared Goff to come on board as well. And, these fires have been devastating out here in California, along with the borderline shooting. And, we're just trying to do everything we can to raise as much money as we can to help these people.
Your family was impacted as well. Your house, though, was okay. Is that right?
Yeah. We were very fortunate that our house was still standing. But again, there's a lot of people that lost everything in these fires, and not just Southern California, Northern California, too. I mean, these fires burned up to almost 200,000 acres. Up in Northern California, there's still 600 people unaccounted for. I mean, there's just so much devastation going on right now, and all we're trying to do is whatever we can to help people get back to a little bit of normalcy and go back to kind of living a normal life after the devastation these fires caused.
So the best way to help out is to go to your Twitter feed, your Instagram feed, and you can get the details on how to help.
Yeah, absolutely. We're called California Strong, but if you go to my Twitter or my Instagram or Christian Yelich's or Jared Goff's, all the links are going to be in the bios up there. And, we've got a merchandise website. It's got a pretty cool logo. You get sweatshirts, tank tops, shirts, all that stuff. And then, what we're trying to do is we're trying to have a softball game out here, kind of similar to what Big Slick was doing out in Kansas City. Going to have a softball game out here and try and raise more money that way. So we're going to have silent auctions and all that good stuff. There's going to be a lot of cool prizes and cool stuff to bid on. And once again, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the people in need. And, we're just thankful that we've got such a great partner in the YMCA, and they're helping us out and doing everything we can to raise some money to help these people.
Talking with Mike Moustakas here on 610 Sports Radio, and obviously you're busy this offseason with this. You're a free agent again. What's been going on for you since the season ended about a month ago?
Yeah, a lot of stuff has been happening, obviously, the free agency, but that all kind of takes a backseat to what's going on with these fires and these shootings. It really, really locked us in on trying to help these people, but, I've got two kids, just trying to raise my kids, work out every chance I can get. And when I get some time off, go play some golf every now and then.
That sounds like a good deal. You had a great end of season run. I know you acquired, I think, a lot of fans from Kansas City that were keeping an eye on the Brewers with you and Kane and Sorian, et cetera. Did you feel the love from KC?
Oh, absolutely. When you play in Kansas City and you get to know those people and you get to play in front of those fans, they become a part of you, kind of, they become family to you. And, those people have been unbelievable in my entire career when I was struggling, when I was good. And during the postseason run with the Brewers, I got a lot of messages from all those fans in Kansas City. And it means a lot. It means a lot to know that we had an impact as a team in Kansas City that will, impact the future fans of Royals for years. And it means a lot.
Do you guys understand what you did, though, like deep down, really understand what you did for this fan base here by winning that world championship?
Right now, I think we have a little bit of an idea of what we were able to do. Obviously, playing baseball, playing a professional sport, your goal is to always win a championship, and we were able to do that. But I said this before, I was a Royal for 10 years, 12 years. People were Royals for 15, 20 years. Fans have been Royals fans for their entire lives. So in order to understand that, it's going to take some time to really let it sink in. And, for 30 years, people watched without winning a World Series, and for us to be able to come and do that was an incredible feat for sure.
So what went on with you guys in at the end of 13, 14, 15, kind of going on right now with the Kansas City Chiefs with the way that they're playing right now? What would you tell Patrick Mahomes about being a superstar athlete in Kansas City?
He's doing a great job. I met him earlier this year, and he's an unbelievable guy, classy, does the right things, and plays the game the right way. You know, for him, I think he just needs to keep doing what he's doing. He's gonna be a great quarterback in the league, and I think the better thing about him is that he's going to be a great leader in the community and a great person in the community. But yeah, he's unbelievably talented, man. Watching those games, it's been incredible, and I'm definitely excited to see how far they can go into this postseason as well.
Talking with former Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas. Mike, aside from your family and your agent, I'm going to say I might have been the biggest backer of Mike Moustakas last offseason. And how do I put this? I think you got
You know, like I said last year, you know, it's definitely a weird offseason. Definitely not exactly how he drew it up. But, you know, once again, I got to say thank you to Dayton Moore and the Kansas City Royals for giving me an opportunity to come back and play. You know, I didn't have any other offers other than Kansas City, and you know, for Dayton to bring me back and let me play third base at the K again for those great fans, you know, it definitely was another great opportunity. It opened my eyes to a lot of things. And, like I was telling you before, man, when negative things happen to me in this game, there's always a positive on the other side. So I was able to see my son be born last year. Wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't there. So it was definitely a different offseason, and you know, I'm actually thankful for what happened, because it brought me a lot to a lot of people and made me realize a lot of different things.
This one going a little bit better for you? You getting a little bit more interest from people based on from last season?
Yeah, a little bit better so far. Obviously, it's a little bit slower time right now with the holidays and all that good stuff. But you know, I've been able to keep my mind off of the free agency thing this year. Last year, I was so locked into it, trying to figure out what was going on. This year, I'm just kind of, you know, keeping busy with trying to raise this money for California Strong and get these people some help. And I think that's a good thing for me and my family. But you know, mostly for us trying to do this, trying to help these people out is what's the most important thing right now.
You mentioned it earlier. You watch your son being born. That was cool. You're a pop now. You got kids running around. What's the best thing about being a dad?
Oh, man. Honestly, there's so many things. But when my daughter runs up to me and gives me a kiss, it's about as good as feelings I've ever had in my life. You know, when I go and work out and I come back home and she says, "Daddy, you came back," I just melt every time. So it's just an unbelievable feeling that, you know, you can't really describe until you actually have kids. I remember when I was younger playing for the Royals, I didn't have any kids, and I always saw the veteran guys that had 2, 3, 4 kids, and I just didn't understand it, and now I do, and it's amazing.
No, it really is, and I'm glad you mentioned your daughter, because I've got two daughters at 7 and 8 years old, almost 8 and 9, and anytime they run up to you and give you a hug, you just stop everything that you're doing, you know?
Yeah. It's the best, man. I mean, she just gets so excited to see me, and she thinks I'm the greatest thing in the world. And honestly, that's all that really matters to me.
It's true, man. As long as she thinks you're the best, who the hell cares what anybody else thinks, you know? It makes life better, right?
Exactly. You know, on the other side of that, you know, after a tough day at the field, you go 0-for-5, you know, three strikeouts, you come home, your kids think that you're the greatest thing ever. So it makes coming home from work a little bit easier as well.
All right. How can people help donate to the wildfire victims out in California?
All right, guys. Anything you can give is unbelievable, but go on to my Instagram or Twitter handle and just click the link in the bio. There's a lot of merchandise that you can buy. We're going to have some silent auctions. We're going to do a charity softball event. But anything helps. And it's an unbelievable thing that these people in the community can do when you rally together. And you know, I've seen it firsthand out here already how much difference people are making, and we're just trying to do our part. So you know, anything you guys can give, unbelievable. And, you know, thank you from all of us over here to you guys and all the families in the league. Thank you guys very, very much, and we appreciate you.
That's former Royal Mike Moustakas. We're going to tweet out the link to his Instagram and Twitter accounts, and you can go there to find out all the information on how to help with the relief effort in California.
Yeah, you can get some really sweet T-shirts. They're $25. We ordered a couple last night to help the wildfire efforts out in California, and it's really fun to hear Mike Moustakas again, you know, coming back to where he knows, you know, fans still love him and can kind of help out with this effort. And Mike Moustakas and that generation of Royals meant obviously so much, you know, to this city. And we're kind of seeing this generation of Chiefs kind of pick up where they left off, especially Patrick Mahomes. You know, I mean, the way that he's going about his business and doing things and really have a feel about, you know, this town and really getting themselves ingrained in the community. Moose did a great job of doing that along with his fellow Royals. And now he's saying, hey, man, I need a little help out here in California. We got some people that are in desperate need. And I saw something on Facebook the other day about the wildfires, and it said something to the effect of, I know a lot of you think it's just all rich people that are losing their homes out here and whatnot, but it's not. There are people out there that are in desperate need of help because of these wildfires that, you know, ravaged through Northern California and Southern California. So it's the holiday time, man. Take some time out. Grab a T-shirt. I'll tweet the link, and 610's account will tweet the link as well to help out Mike Moustakas.
I really liked his perspective as well on what went down last season after I cursed.
Yeah.
You could have lamented like, oh, man, I didn't get my payday. But he was very appreciative of what the Royals did, made him the only offer, got him an opportunity, which then got him the opportunity to be traded to a contender to contribute down the stretch.
Right.
Right. And now he's put himself in a better position, he believes, free agent-wise this year than the market really was last year as well. I don't know if the market is the Josh Donaldson one-year, $23 million.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'd take that for 1 year and then say, yeah, see you later.
I'd give that one a try. It's like a franchise tag. I think I'd go ahead and do that. But, you know, maybe there is a multi-year deal that's on the it's in the offing for him this year.
And he kind of talked, hey, there's a lot more interest this year than there was last year. It's unbelievable to hear, Josh, based on the way that he played, that the Royals were the only offer he received last offseason. Like,
still
unbelievable
crazy.
That was the only offer that he received. And I think having kids, too, helped Mike Moustakas maybe more than anybody. You know, kids change your lives, as you know, Ryan, you know, and I know. You know, once you have those kiddos, your life changes. And I think having those kids, you know, kind of, you know, made Mike an adult, for lack of a better term. It made you realize what's truly important in life. And he's kind of got to refocus right now. And I think he's going to be able to find a team, and he's going to make some money finally this offseason, and you won't have to curse anymore.
Okay, that'd be good.